не дає, дід бабу продає, ніхто грошей не дає.
Ой, дідусю, дідусю, тебе сива борода,
чого ж мене не продав, як була я молода,
чого ж мене не продав, як була я молода.
Бабусю, сизая голубка, того ж тебе не продав, що ти була любка, того ж тебе не продав, що ти була любка.
Ой, тепер же я стара, сльози в мене лються,
ніхто ж мене не купує, всі з мене сміються, ніхто ж мене не купує, всі з мене сміються.
Я ж тебе любила,
а ти ж мене продаєш, чи я надоїла,
а ти ж мене продаєш, чи я надоїла.
Ой, бабусю, бабусю, ти ж уже старенька, ти ж мені надоїла, хочу молоденьку, ти ж мені надоїла, хочу молоденьку.
From Ukraine, from their CD Hopstop Kanada and Oynahori Yarmarok, the Bazaar on the Hill. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна Макорі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Pavlina, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got another great program lined up for you. Natalia will be along with another recipe from the Galician cookbook from 1929. And as well, we'll have Renata Hananets with Ukrainian Jewish heritage, and she'll be telling us all about Rabbi Baal Tamshov. Stefan Andrusiak will be along with a Rushnichuk story, and he'll be telling us all about Father Edward Danilo Ivanko. As well, we'll have a book review. This is an encore presentation of a book entitled Crossing the Border by Ksenia Rechetka. As well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next from Calgary, a group by the name of Zheto. Here they are now with the story of the mosquito, Komodic.
Хто за шум учинився,
що комари та й на гусі оженився,
що комари та й на гусі оженився,
взяв собі жінку невеличку,
що не вмієш ти красти чоловічку,
що не вмієш ти красти чоловічку.
Що ти красив і варити,
що не вмієш з комариком добре жити,
що не вмієш з комариком добре жити.
По неділю вже комар чистий вода,
чистий як коле зелену діброву,
чистий
foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com. Winnipeg, Sofia Bilizor from her CD Enchanting Melodies. That was Oi Helia Helia. Up next, from Toronto, the Canadian Banduras Capella. And here is the group on that same instrument that you just heard Sofia on. And this is from their first CD. And it is a song from the Sichovi-Sidiltsi era, the World War I freedom-fighting time for Ukraine. And here they are now with Hey Vedno Selo, Hey There's a Village.
Ukrainian Food Flair with Natalia Buchok and a taste of Galician cuisine from 1929.
Vitaimo, welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Today we continue with cheese spreads. For cheese spreads, you can use any leftover cheese hanging around in your fridge, or in Olha's case, her icebox. Of course, different cheeses will produce different flavor results, so experiment and have fun. Imagine using a blue cheese, a sharp cheddar, or an exotic Swiss in some of the following recipes. Grate a piece of cheese along with one onion. Although Olha doesn't say how large a piece of cheese one should use, I suggest using a piece at least as large as your onion, depending on how oniony you want your spread tasting. In fact, I'd make it twice as large as the onion I was using. Then add 1 spoon of butter, 2 spoons of sour cream, a sprinkling of pepper, and salt to taste. Cream together until well blended. And where Olha might have used good old muscle power, I suggest using a Cuisinart or a blender. You can add chopped chives or green onions for a bit of extra flavor and a lovely speckled look. Olha informs us that this type of spread goes well with whole grain breads, perfect for the health-conscious gastronome of today. And now, a cheese spread flavored with sardines. Again, use any leftover cheese lurking in your fridge, preferably without mold, unless it's the famous Roquefort. Grate a piece of cheese along with 2 onions. Add 2 spoons of butter, salt, and pepper to taste. Then, throw in a handful of chopped capers, a can of sardines, and a bit of oil. Cream together the cheese, onions, butter, capers, and sardines. According to Olha, this spread is excellent, especially for connoisseurs who appreciate sharp flavors. And now for a cheese recipe that has taken me on a bit of a culinary adventure. I haven't tried it myself, and I'm not sure I'm courageous enough to do so, but hopefully someone out there in Radioland will give this a go. This is a cheese spread, La Ville said, that translates as slimy or sticky cheese. Not the most appetizing of names, but if you think slimy can't be appetizing, think of escargot and raw oysters. Take 1 pound of a creamy type of cheese, such as cottage cheese, and salt it. Leave it out a couple of days so it becomes gelatinous, aka slimy. Add a spoon of butter to a frying pan, the cheese, a spoon of cumin, and fry away. Then take 2 eggs and beat well before adding them to the pan and frying them up with the cheese. This dish can be served either hot or cold. In my struggle to understand what Olha meant by La Ville said, I got this response from my friend Olich. He wrote, "In my childhood, prepared La Ville said was a delicacy. Cottage cheese left in the open, let's face it, there was not a fridge in sight, would go slimy and start smelling peculiar. Once enough of it became zhlevili, it would be fried in a pan. Typically, some caraway seed would be added. Once it cooled off, it was reasonably hard, it was cut into slices, and consumed as a delicacy." For our next episode, we'll be moving on to flavored butters. This is Natalia Buchok with Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio asking you, do you have the courage to try La Ville said?
Thanks, Natalia. Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушничок, великий привіт вам. Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
You know, we're lucky in life if we can realize one career. Luckier still if that career is a true calling. Well, Father Edward Danilo Іванко is living two callings. We knew him for decades as television star, actor, and singer Ed Іванко. In August of 2005, Edward Danilo Іванко was ordained to the priesthood of the Ukrainian Catholic Church. He has served in Manitoba and British Columbia. Today he lives on Salt Spring Island in BC. Father Edward has written 4 one-man plays, plays which he also performs. His latest is called Prisoners in the Promised Land, and it tells the story in words and songs of the thousands of innocent men, women, and children who were interned in labor camps throughout Canada at the beginning of World War I. 2014 is the 100th anniversary of the Great War and of these internments. This August, 100 plaques will be unveiled across Canada, recalling Canada's first national internment operations. For more information about this, go to www.internmentcanada.ca. Here now is Father Edward singing Vladiko Neba I Zemli, Lord of Heaven and Earth.
Ты твой и святый.
For more about Father Edward, his music, his performances, or to contact him, go to fatheredward.com.
The students of the Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky Ukrainian School in Montreal, and Volodymyr Ivasyuk classic, Vodorai, the Dance of the Water Fountain. Ви слухаєте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» радіо українського коріння на багатомовній радіостанції АМ-1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Israel Baal Shem Tov is the founder of the Hasidic movement in Judaism. His name means a good man who knows the secret name of God. Rabbi Baal Shem Tov developed a sophisticated mystical system based not on an intellectual comprehension of God, as did the Kabbalists, but on passionate religious aspiration, easily accessible to poor people. The aim was Dvakot, union with God. Little is known about him and his life. What biographical information does exist is interwoven with legends of miracles, so it is often hard to determine fact from legend. Israel Baal Shem Tov was born to a poor family in the small village of Okopy in the Ternopil region of western Ukraine. The exact year is unknown and often disputed. He was orphaned at the age of 5. The Jewish community adopted him and provided him with his basic needs. In 1710, Israel graduated and became assistant to the Melamed, which means instructor in Heder, which is a Jewish elementary school. In 1716, he married, but soon became a widower and began to wander through Jewish settles in eastern Galicia. In Yazlovets, near Buchich, he managed to obtain a position of melamed. In 1727, the Baal Shem Tov married a second time to the daughter of Rabbi Ephraim of Brody. His relationship with his father-in-law became acrimonious, and he and his wife relocated to the Carpathian Mountains, to Vyshnitsa in the Chernivtsi region. Much later, Franz Kafka would also live there for several years. In the mountains, Israel and his wife made their living digging clay and lime. However, the peace and pleasures of country life compensated for any hardship. As well, during this period, he devoted much time to meditation and, according to tradition, came to understand the many secrets of the Torah. Also during this time, he met Oleksa Dobush, the famous 18th century Ukrainian folk hero who has been compared to Robin Hood. Baal Shem Tov helped him to hide from the Polish authorities, and according to Hasidic legend, Dobush gave him his pipe as a token of friendship. After many trips to Podilia and Volyn, building his following and establishing his authority, Rabbi Baal Shem Tov decided to settle in Mzhibir. People, mostly from the spiritual elite, came to listen to him. The shtetl became the seat of the movement and of the Mzhibish Hasidic dynasty. Baal Shem Tov soon became widely known as a tzaddik and healer, credited with the ability to produce talismans and cast out evil spirits. As his following increased, so did the dislike, not to say hostility, of the Talmudists. Nevertheless, Rabbi Baal Shem Tov was supported at the beginning of his career by two prominent Talmudists, the brother Meir and Isaac Dov Margalios. Later he won over great and universally recognized rabbinic authorities, who became his disciples and attested to both his scholarship and saintliness. Baal Shem Tov died in 1760 and was buried in the old Jewish cemetery in Mzhibir. A new synagogue was recently built next to the Ohel, or shrine, of Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov synagogue in the village proper has been painstakingly restored. Both synagogues are used by visitors from all over the world who come to pray near the Baal Shem Tov's grave. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Until next time, Shalom.
you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. The second annual Babas and Borscht Ukrainian Festival takes place August 23rd and 24th in Andrew, Alberta, featuring Ukrainian music and dance, great Ukrainian food, and even a borscht cook-off, cultural and historical displays and demonstrations. Shop, learn, and explore at Babas Bazaar, special internment camp and Taras Shevchenko tributes, and much more. At the Babas and Borscht Festival, August 23rd and 24th in Andrew, Alberta. For more details and to buy the Baba tickets, go to babasandborscht.ca.
We want you there. You're coming, right?
Cossacks kneeled down and prayed. They asked an archangel to lead them on their way across the sea and land to fight a foreign man. They did what they had and then they sang. We'll go back to the siege,
to the siege,
home of the Cossacks.
We'll
go back to the siege,
to the siege,
in the heart of Ukraine. And Cossacks kneel down and pray. The headsman must lead them to war on this day. From the left and the right, we'll pull the horses in. We'll defend our precious steps till the end. We'll
go back
to the siege,
to the siege,
home of the Cossacks.
We'll
go back to the siege,
to the siege,
in the heart of Ukraine. Kneel down and pray a prayer of thanksgiving and hope for peace to stay. Everyone with Cossack blood flowing through their veins gets their strength from the heart of Ukraine. We'll
go back
to the siege,
to the siege,
home of the Cossacks.
We'll
go back to the siege,
to the siege,
in the heart of Ukraine. We'll
go back
to the siege,
to the siege,
home.
Go back
to the siege,
to the siege,
in the heart of Ukraine.
To the siege.
And that was a group from Winnipeg called Siege, and that is Back to the Siege. Up next is another story about the Kozaké, and it is by another Winnipeg group by the name of Shum. And actually, one or two of the members of Shum went on to join Form Siege. So it's you may notice a little bit of similarity in style. And the composer is Canadian as well. The song that you heard before was composed by Greg Udod of Winnipeg, and the song coming up next was composed by Ron Cahoot of Toronto. It's called Fly Cossack Fly.
Cossack, Cossack. by this fellow Cossack at his side, and you can feel the Cossack full of pride and passion's grace. On their way to glory, trusting in their faith to lead them on to victory, and grace of God, believe in freedom, is a right that all men have to see. And fighting for what you believe in has to be. It's a right man have to see. So won't you fly, Cossack, try, Cossack, gainst those Turks and Tatars, go, Cossack, show, Cossack, that is where your heart is beat, Cossack, free, Cossack, lead us all to victory. God be with you, live, Cossack, love, Cossack, such a spirit must be free, Cossack, be, Cossack, freedom is for you and me, we are brothers for eternity. Cossack, gangsters, Turks and Tatars, go, Cossack, show, Cossack, that is where your heart is, be, Cossack, free, Cossack, lead us all to victory. God be with you, live, Cossack, love, Cossack, such a spirit must be free, Cossack, be, Cossack, freedom is for you and me, we are brothers for eternity. Now, the Cossack is just a story, but his legend lives on. Of the glory, what he lived and he died for, so no more he'd be a slave to another man. And if that Cossack has to die, then let him find his glory in the sky, so you can hear of how and why he had to die that way. There was nothing as too high a price to pay. Of men today. So won't you fly, Cossack, try, Cossack, gainst those Turks and Tatars, go, Cossack, show, Cossack, that is where your heart is, be, Cossack, free, Cossack, lead us all to victory. God be with you, live, Cossack, love, Cossack, such a spirit must be free, Cossack, be, Cossack, freedom is for you and me, we are brothers for eternity.
Welcome to Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
I'd like to introduce Myra Junik. Myra is from Toronto, and you're a reader like from day one.
Absolutely, and my mother is quite the reader as well, and the whole family is. And three grandchildren I have, they're all readers.
And you're also a promoter of literacy.
Absolutely. I was a teacher, a principal, and then became a K-12 language arts and library coordinator. I have worked for the Ministry of Education. But I've also done a lot of reviewing for committees, such as the Marilyn Bailey Picture Book Award Committee. I was chair of Red Maple, chair of Golden Oak, and chair of the CLA Book of the Year for Children jury as well.
Now, you are also a historian, and your thesis, when you were attending the University of Toronto, your thesis had a very interesting topic and very timely for today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I compared Ukrainian immigration in Canada, Ukrainian and Irish immigration, to Canada and the United States. So it was quite an eye-opener, the differences and the similarities.
Yeah. Well, we're starting out reviewing a book by an American author, a Ukrainian-American author. The book is called Crossing the Border by
Ksenia Rechtecha. It's an anthology of short stories that explores the lives of Ukrainians in Ukraine and in other countries. But the stories focus on family relationships, hope, and self-discovery. And each story is a beautiful pearl of wisdom, as the epigraph by Lena Kostenko at the beginning of the book suggests, and the uniqueness of every moment seeks the path from pain to a pearl. Richtecha does not shy away from the complex political realities of Ukraine. In her first story, Homecoming, she describes Vera's journey to her hometown of Krynica in Ukraine. She's coming back to visit her cousin Stavko after 47 years. Many Ukrainians from North America traveled back to their homeland in 1990 as the walls of the Soviet Union slowly started to crumble. Vera's surprised and disappointed and disillusioned by what she finds in a new Ukraine. And her cousin Stavko has become a collaborating communist in order to survive. In another story, 40 Days, this is a more realistic look at recent Canadian-Ukrainian political developments. Luba, in this story, is mourning the suspicious death of her husband, Roman, who is a politician. She wishes for Roman's democratic dreams for Ukraine to come true, but realizing that is hoping for a lot. And the final story, Orange and Bloom, describes the involvement of an elderly woman in the highly charged days of the Orange Revolution. Her fervent belief in the freedom of Ukraine is a definite sign of hope for the future. Richtecha is really skilled at weaving references to Ukraine's history into her stories. The artist, Valery, returns to Kiev after a year studying art in Chicago, only to find that everything has changed. The country's being run by questionable Ukrainians with slicked back hair and cell phones glued to their ears. He yearns for the old days as he struggles to start painting again. He visits the iconic Golden Gates of Kiev, which protected the city from the Mongols, and imagines them as they looked when the French king sent envoys to ask for the hand of one of King Yaroslav's daughters. In the bell tower, a courageous villager risks his life and liberty during the Soviet era to ring the bell of the deserted church before Christmas. Even in the immigrant communities of the United States, Ukrainian history and traditions continue to be important. In Tricks of the Eye, the depressed divorcee, Anna, tries to fill her days by attending church weddings and baking traditional Ukrainian wedding birds, even though some of the married couples are not even Ukrainian. One of the strongest images in this anthology is Babcha, the image of the strong, competent Ukrainian grandmother caring for the emotional and spiritual needs of future generations is skillfully portrayed by Richtecha. In The Artist, Valery trusts only his babcha to care for his paintings. In Whitewashed Sojourn, Sofika repeatedly thinks about her memories of babcha as she travels through Greece with Dmitri. And finally, in the story named Babcha, Lena, a Ukrainian teenager from America, who's visiting for the very first time in Ukraine, learns to love and care for her elderly grandmother in her tiny village. So this anthology shows Richtecha as a very gifted writer, and readers will be delighted with her stories.
Yes, and this is her first work that she's had published.
Yes, she was born in Chicago and raised in Michigan, but her short stories and poems have already appeared in several literary magazines, including the Dalhousie Review, the Literary Bohemian, and Wisconsin Review. She worked as an editor in Kiev from 1996 to 2000, and that experience inspired several of the stories in this collection. She lives now in Detroit, the Detroit area, with her husband and daughter, and works as a freelance copy editor.
Yes, and she is very much a community activist and a lovely lady, and looking forward to reading more of her books as well. This Crossing the Border was an outstanding collection of stories. Did you have a favorite, Myra?
I really enjoyed the absolute last story in this, Orange and Bloom, because that, to me, summed up the whole Orange Revolution and everything that went with it. And the image of the elderly widow being part of this revolution really was powerful, very powerful.
Yeah. Any shortcomings that you noticed in the book, the writing, the stories, or anything like that?
Well, the author has a very good sense of voice and character. However, at times she feels she must state the obvious. In the final story, Orange and Bloom, which I just mentioned, she emphatically describes the political issues in Ukraine. And to give you a quotation, in most countries, a man with a criminal record could never be president. But here in Ukraine, that distinction hasn't stopped the government-appointed nominee. The anthology does have a lot of important themes, including family relationship, political activism, and self-awareness, and readers should definitely look forward to new works by Ksenia Rechtecha.
So where can a person get a copy of Crossing the Border?
Well, online, it's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble currently.
Okay. Uh-huh. And it was published by?
Little Creek Books in 2012.
Okay. We should spell Ksenia's name.
Her last name is R-Y-C-H-T-Y-C-K-A.
Okay. And there will be a link to her book on the Nash Hollis website, as well as a link to Myra's bio as well on the website. And thank you once again, Myra, for your thoughts on this book, Crossing the Border, by Ksenia Rechtecha.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Hollis Ukrainian Roots Radio. Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Hollis Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. On Friday, there's a pierogi supper at St. Mary's Ukrainian Orthodox Center, 13512 108th Avenue in Surrey. Doors are open from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, call 604-531-1923 or 604-581-0313 or visit their website, www.uocstmarysurrey.com. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Hollis Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashhollis.com.
Я люблю волю, простір та личин. Бо я булак з далеких поколінь, в одному місті я не можу жити, і ти у мандри все мене курти. Як заблищить лиш сонце в небеса, як зашумить вітрець по деревах, то в тілі кров моя закипить, і ти в мандри все мене кугурти. Гори, гори, життя будлацьке, життя байдуже, юнацьке, царить над нам весела власная, борить усе любов прекрасная, мене не страшить боли ані грим. Простори світ – це для мене дім. Я б мандрував по горах, долинах. Голубе небо – це для мене дар. Мене не спинить море, океан. Мене не страшить навіть гураган. До небего ціляки я привик. Моє знам'я буде ти черевик. Гори, гори, життя булацьке, життя байдуже. Юнацький є царик над нами, сила власная, горить усе любов прекрасная.
Ospirdali čin, bo ja burlak z dalekich pokoli. W odnowu miejsc ja nie możu żyć i ty umandry se mene kurty. Jak zapyszytły słońce w nebesa, jak zaszumyć witrec po derwach, to stili krow moja zakipi i ty umandry se mene kurty. Hory, hory, życia burlackich jest, życia bajdużeach, юнацкі є царик над нами, сила власная, борить усе любов прекрасна, гори, гори, життя бурлацькі є, життя байдужеах, юнацькі є царик над нами, сила власная, борить усе любов прекрасна.
Шкода, але ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора не прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Часами із малої хмари паде великий дощ. And our proverb of the week translates as, sometimes even from a small cloud, a heavy rain falls. Well, we've about run out of time for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. So to take us home, we've got the female beat from Winnipeg, from their third CD, Sealed with a Kiss, and the Little Black Dress Polka. I'm Pavlina, on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening, and dobranich!